had mentors helping me get into midwifery in the first place, and they were non-Aboriginal, but they really inspired me quite a lot to just to be a midwife and to do this work. Once I did get into midwifery, I think that just I was inspired by my mom and her resilience. My mom went to residential school and, you know, didn't finish high school and lived like that fairly typical uneducated housewife role, but, you know, when I was a teenager, went back to school and, you know, really worked hard to, you know, to reclaim her culture and her roots and to make a better life for herself and for her kids when we were teenagers. And she had a lot of fights that she had to fight to do that. So I think I learned, you know, a lot from her, and I was inspired by her. There's a, you know, a ton of people that, you know, have inspired me since. And I'd say that, you know, having my Aboriginal clients that I took care of, I was so naive when I first started and really just trying to get my hands wet as a midwife, but just like the passion that came from the women that I was taking care of was like the biggest thing that kept pushing me to learn more. And then there's just like amazing people like Janet Smiley has, you know, been a big mentor for me, you know, all through my medical career, and just making me feel like, wow, this is a really legitimate and important role that I'm playing in the community. Of course, Gudgee Cook, and, you know, Aboriginal midwife who's, you know, done, you know, profound things for Aboriginal midwifery in Canada, and, you know, just all the Aboriginal midwives and student midwives that I've worked with over the years, so they keep me going. I'm always inspired by them.